She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minert.
He's got the elite stuff, and now it feels like he really knows how to use it.
Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Enter the Ultimate Baseball Fan Sweepstakes for your chance to win a Zoom call with a Milwaukee baseball alum. Enter at your local Century Food store by May 19th. No purchase necessary.
Great to have Sophia Minert joining the show each and every week during Brewer season. I invited her over for dinner last night. She had some stuff she had to do, but it's cool. We're going to get it on the calendar. We'll get it taken care of. Let's start with this, Sophia, because protocol is one thing that you and the players are going to have to deal with. Are there any differences this year from what you guys were experiencing last year? Is everything pretty much status quo? Because I did see Casey Sogard, who is Eric Sogard's wife. He's now, I believe, with the Cubs, I think. She was saying that some of the things were frustrating for her and her family because they were kind of contingent on the vaccination. So where do you and some of the players stand right now on the protocol?
Well, first of all, I will take back on the dinner. Like I told you last night, we will make that happen. It was very kind of you to offer. But in terms of the protocols, they're pretty similar to what the players went through last season. I think the most recent conversation is what you're alluding to now regarding the vaccinations, because Major League Baseball is following a very similar policy to what the NBA put out of, you know, 85% of players and staff. If they can get to that 85% threshold, then they can loosen up on some of those protocols. So obviously this is all a personal choice. They're not required to do so. It's being offered to them. It's an ongoing conversation. We talked to Keston Hira about it the other day when the team was in Texas, and he said all of that, you know, of this has been a conversation that's been going on, honestly, all of spring training. The players have known that something like this would be coming, and I think that conversation escalated when the NBA put out their policy. So, you know, in terms of the protocols that are in place right now, it's pretty much, you know, no public places, no indoor dining, being very cautious when you do go out in public. Obviously, at the facility, they're still going through, you know, testing regularly, a symptom app every day, masks at the field, you know, in all the facilities. So that all is pretty much the same as what it was last year. I just think the most recent conversation about the vaccination is what has changed things, and that's where things can look different moving forward.
Sophia, ¿quién juega tercero este año?
What?
That's a good question. That's well, the question.
I have no idea what it means.
Wait. What did you just say, Chu?
¿Quién juega tercero este año?
Este año is this year.
I
heard I think there's a third in there.
Tercero?
Tercero.
Tercera, yep, that's third. That is the question we've been asking pretty much since the offseason throughout spring training, and it's still not a clear answer. It's gonna change. You know, they're just gonna play it out and see how it goes. You're gonna see Travis Shaw and Orlando Arcia over there. I think what they were trying to determine at spring training, and this changed a little bit with Luis Urias's wrist injury when he had to miss about a week, is they were trying to figure out who is the player that would move around the most. And I think we know now that that player is likely going to be Orlando Arcia. We'll see him at short and third, where they'll primarily keep Luis Urias at short and they'll keep Travis Shaw at third. Really, the only locks in this lineup for the Brewers are Colton Wong at second and Christian Yelich in left. Those are pretty much a lock every day. Everyone else has some flexibility, you know. So I think especially on the left side with short and third, that's where you'll see the most movement.
So with that, I guess my biggest question heading into the regular season is this offensive lineup. Like, getting Colton Wong to play second, JBJ in the outfield, clearly this team should be very solid defensively. But offensively, I'm expecting Christian Yelich to bounce back. I think everybody is. But outside of him, like, where is a consistent offensive force going to be coming from?
I think they really like the balance that they have. You know, adding Colton Wong, adding Jackie Bradley Jr., they even like what they have in Daniel Vogelback. Like, that was a question of whether he would even make this team with no DH. And they really value, like, that power lefty bat off the bench. And obviously what he did in a very short month in September last year was great. And so they're hoping that they can capture that again for this year. So I think they're counting on, you know, having better contact hitters, still having power up and down the lineup, balance with lefties and righties. And they feel like they can match up, you know, because they have such a versatile position group, that they can match up day to day, series to series, even the depth that they'll have at the alternate training site. So, you know, obviously this lineup has a lot of questions to answer in terms of the lack of production from last year. But when you talk to players about it, that is so far in the rearview mirror. I think they just view last year as like an aberration of a ton of different circumstances. And, you know, I think the results, they are only spring training results, but they were much better than what we saw a year ago. And I think they're just all excited to have a normal season. Like, I don't think you can understate what 60 games and the impact of that was compared to having a 162 when you can let things play out. Like, the best description I heard from hitting coach Andy Haynes was that the pressure that was on these guys to produce, it was like they were trying to have a good season with every swing and every at-bat they took. And that's just not how you can play this game.
Sophia Minert joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sophia of Bally's Sports, something it's going to take some getting used to. I do feel like I should clarify, Chewy is in Mexico.
Muy bueno!
Okay, so that's why he's practicing his Spanish, and he felt like of all the people he could practice his Spanish with, you, as somebody who is fluent in Spanish, would be a good person.
Yeah, it's not really working, yeah.
But he gets his hola quota hit every day, all right? Yeah.
Hola, por favor, gracias. It like covers all the basics.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
I know enough to eat. I know enough.
Like, that's all you need. We're good.
Quesadilla, burrito. Chicken tenders.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, Sophia, how do you say tendies in Spanish?
I don't know if there's a translation for tendies in Spanish. Dedos de pollo, like chicken fingers, is what you would say.
Oh, dedos de pollo. That makes sense.
It doesn't have the same ring as tendies, you know?
Yeah, you're eating fingers of chicken.
Ashton is so disappointed with that being the answer.
Not great. You have been able to see Keston Hira at first base. How's he looking?
Good. I mean, there were not really many concerns about moving him over there. And, you know, the thing that we heard from Keston right away, from Craig Counsell, from some of the coaches that have worked with him, like Pat Murphy and Jason Lane and Matt Erickson, is they wanted him to experience some failure over there. You know, they wanted him to experience everything because the game is going to teach you the best. He has certainly put in the work in terms of doing the daily work, the early work, conversations with people, even little things you don't consider, like finding the right glove. There's a lot that goes into a position change like this, and he bought into all that work. So he did get to experience a lot in games. There are still going to be mistakes. I think the biggest thing is, you know, there is more movement at that position than I think people realize. I think people think you just stand on the bag and put your glove out and hope to catch it. And there's just a lot more movement. And so I think for him, it's figuring out the reactions, the footwork, when to chase the ball down, when to go back to the bag. So he went through a lot of that. He handled it all really well. They think because of his range that he had at second, he'll manage the position really well. And by all accounts, I think the process went about as well as you could have asked for, considering the amount of time they had. And they feel like he's ready. And again, it's not going to be perfect, but they think it'll be good overall.
Sophia, we had Brent Suter on yesterday and asked him what the team goals were for this upcoming season. He said to win the World Series, obviously the only answer he could really give. What is, and I don't know how realistic that is, what should, for the fans, what is a realistic goal that they should be pointing towards, you know, at the end of the season? Is it playoffs? Can they win the World Series?
I mean, they have the pieces to do it. I think they're balanced, like, in every phase, right? When you look at starting rotation, bullpen, defense, offense, there really aren't many holes. I think just like every other team is going to have to answer this question of how do you get your pitching staff through a 162-game season, that increased workload, health. I mean, it's all the obvious things, right? But I think this is a group that definitely is motivated by getting into a fourth straight postseason. You know, the Brewers had never made it 3 years in a row. It wasn't the prettiest way that they got there last year, but they did accomplish that. I think they feel that they have all the pieces to get there. And I do really think this team thinks they have a legitimate shot to win the division. And we've seen the importance, you know, from what the team went through in 18-19, the difference of winning the division and getting a series compared to, you know, getting into the postseason, but then having that one game wild card, you know, that the team had in 2019. So I do think a legitimate goal for this group could be to win the division. They feel they have as good of a shot as any team. And that's what they always say, right? Is like, you just want a bite of the apple. Like, however you can get in there, you get in, and then you go from there. And, you know, I think they do feel like they have the pieces that they can get there.
Sophia, our friend Jen was allegedly speeding yesterday, and that ended up, you know, in her getting an actual ticket. When's the last time you had a speeding ticket?
Oh, I unfortunately had a pretty good run there where I racked up like two or three, which was very suboptimal for my insurance and driving record.
Suboptimal.
Very, very suboptimal. But knock on all the things right now. It's probably been, gosh, maybe 3 years for me now, 4 years. But I had a good run there for a while where I became a little bit too friendly with, like, the blue and red lights behind me. It's the worst feeling. So, Jen, I feel for you. You were probably rushed doing something.
I was probably not speeding, Sophia. I was probably not speeding.
It's alleged speeding.
It's alleged speeding. Hey, how do you say suboptimal in Spanish?
I don't know.
It's not muy bueno, I'll tell you that.
It's
muy bueno.
Yeah, you would just go to no bueno.
No bueno.
You would just go right to this is like no bueno. This is just not, which that's not even proper Spanish. But
well, Sophia, we are hoping that the Brewers have a muy bueno season this year. Thank you so much for joining us. You're going to join us each and every Wednesday as the season goes on. And we cannot wait to get your insight at 8:30 on Wednesdays. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.